Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Morning Update. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday the 21st of June, and as usual with all the information contained in this update, it is general advice only, so please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this video presentation. And if you need to, of course, you can always pause the PowerPoint slide here or read the disclaimer on our website in full. All right, well, a very interesting night in the US on Friday night. We did have triple witching, which is the expiry of options and futures, which does always add to the volatility, and it certainly did on Friday night. We had a big, big night for the Dow, closing down 533 points or 1.58% to 33,290. NASDAQ down 131 points or 0.92%, so slightly better than that Dow. 14,030 for the NASDAQ, just holding above that 14,000 level. And the S&P 500, 4166, down 55 points or 1.31%, in the middle for diddle, as they say, as normal. But that triple witching did certainly add to the volatility we saw. But the big mover and shaker on Friday, of course, was a CNBC interview with Federal Chief James Bullard. He is not a voting member of the board this year, but will be a voting member next year. But he started talking about how the central bank had been discussing the pullback of the bond buying program, that so-called taper tantrum, very much in evidence on Friday. And of course, with triple witching as well, that certainly didn't help. And we saw the VIX index up 16.6%. Remember, last week it was down around 16.5%. And we did suggest that that was a good time to be buying some insurance against volatility because the outlook was less than clear. And of course, here it is at 20.70%. in terms of that VIX index. So certainly that is coming home to roost at the moment. As a result, we saw a big drop in SPY futures, 111 points, down 1.52% to 7,168. So certainly expecting a bit of a wipeout this morning. And I guess some of the negativity also will come from the over-the-weekend reports of more COVID clusters in Sydney and more people needing to get tested. So that is not good news for the economy, not good news for travel, etc., and certainly not good news for the SPY futures, which did fall, as I say, 111 points. So expecting a few fireworks on the opening this morning, excuse me. And on the commodities front, we had Brent up 0.6%. So Brent crude and WTI both to the good on Friday night, which is somewhat interesting given the moves. On the Dow, you would have thought with risk off and profit taking and selling across the board, we would have seen that manifest in the oil price as well, but not to be. OPEC still talking about supply issues and good demand. Gold, though, did come off $5.80, so not really proving much of a hedge, but I guess it could have been worse after the week it had. Only 0.33% down for gold. Iron ore could have been worse there as well, I guess, down 1.6%, $3.50 to 217 spot 30. And other commodities as well saw small losses. We did see nickel down 1.4%. Nickel down 0.06%, copper down 1.4%, aluminium down 0.3%, zinc down 2.4%, that bit was the biggest loser, lead actually rose 1.3%, and tin down 2.1%, giving us a BHP ADR price down, which was down 2.8%, and Rio down 2.4% in ADR terms. Those are American depository receipts. Here you can see the S&P 500 chart. You can see that big sell-off and then fighting back as buyers step back in from 12:30 onwards, but closing well and truly off that bouncing high. So down 1.3% for the day, 55 points. So certainly that's going to clunk our market today. As far as major stories go, the debt ceiling fight could start heating up next month. There's going to be plenty of politics being played in the US on the infrastructure, tax increases, debt ceiling, etc., and certainly makes it hard for Joe Biden to get through that stimulus that he so wants to get through. Central banks may be tempted to hike to dampen property booms. Canada rates could see new peak in tightening cycle. Remember, the Canadian economy is a very similar economy to the Australian economy. And China's top Bitcoin mining provinces intensify their crackdowns. We did see a 1.5% fall in Bitcoin over the weekend, and COVID sparked fundamental economic shifts, not all of which may reverse. Supply chain disruptions could impact what's available for the coming Amazon Prime Day. I noticed this morning 41,000 people have signed a petition to ensure that Jeff Bezos does not come back from space. The dominance of Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing leaves the world in a vulnerable position, and Brazil has been rocked by protests as the COVID death toll crossed 500,000 people. As far as our market goes today, it's Monday, so not really too much on the card today. There are reports in The Australian today that labour shortages are threatening the WA resource sector. Mercury New Zealand says it's entered into an agreement to buy the retail business of Trustpower for $441 million. That's St. Louis, president of the Federal Reserve of St. Louis. Bullard predicting the first interest rate hike in late 2022 and saying it makes sense for the central bank to become a little more hawkish in light of recent inflation data. Judo, which is a neobank, has raised more money in a pre-IPO funding round. Now that will value the bank or the neobank at $1.9 billion, and an IPO could be on the cards later this year. Iluka is eyeing increased contract prices for zircon and an exit from Sierra Leone, which has been an absolute disaster for them. It's been pretty hard to sell that business, and they are trying to get out with as much dignity and as much money intact as they can. But there are some Chinese buyers sniffing around, so that could be good. And the recent negotiations could add around $125 a ton to its next round of contract pricing for zircon. Endeavour Group, EDG, I think is going to be the code, will list this Thursday. Endeavour Group is the spin-off or the demerger of the hotels, pubs and clubs and drinks business from Woolworths. Bruce Matheson, who is a hotel guru, is going to be one of the biggest shareholders, 14.6%, similar amount to what Woolies owns. The question is, what will he do with his 14.6%? And Tritium, which is a Brisbane company which makes super fast chargers and is very big in Norway, they're expecting a rush of buyers for EVs as New South Wales offers concessions on stamp duty for new electric vehicles. And New South Wales will also invest $151 million in charging infrastructure in metropolitan and regional areas under the plan. Question of the day today, an interesting one. Why are bond yields falling when we are being told rates are rising? This is a strange phenomenon we're seeing at the moment. We should be seeing bond yields rising, but we've actually seen bond yields falling. So any particular reason you think out there why we're seeing these bond yields slipping while at the same time we're being told that rates are going to rise sooner rather than later? That's it for me today. Thanks very much for listening. Head on over to the Facebook discussion group. Love to have your input over there. It's a great group. Members helping members is the motto there, and would urge you to go over there. Always some really good ideas over there. But thanks very much for listening, and have a great day. It's not going to be great, but let's hope it's not as bad as it could be. But thanks very much.